What?
You're kind of a putz.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-36.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
36. We're very excited about this next segment. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we're going to get right to it.
Good.
I want to bring down the lights in here a little bit, if you don't mind, gentlemen. Buzz, would you do me a favor and light that candle over there for just a second? Very good.
That's nice.
Now, there are a lot of people, obviously, in the doctor's office today. But before we do that, I would be remiss if I did not fix things with my coworkers while I can. And, you know, we'll start with the gentleman in the corner, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Mike.
Hi, how are you? And did you give Beth Ann the copay?
I did not.
Okay, you can get her on the way out.
As
right?
I exit?
Yes, as you exit,
thank
please.
You.
Yes, what can I do for you?
There is a problem. It's my eating.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me about it, Ron.
I eat a lot. I eat late at night. Uh-huh. I eat too much. Maybe I think I eat to cope with sadness.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people eat to cope with sadness. You find yourself eating at odd hours of the night and day.
Yeah, and never the right foods.
Mm. Yeah, that's very difficult. And you find that you're constantly gaining as opposed to losing weight.
Yeah. The food is almost as if the food is trying to fill a void somewhere in my soul.
Yeah, many people have the same problem. You're not alone at all, Rob. That's the first thing I want you to know.
Okay.
In that you are a disgusting fat body, and you're a pig. And the key is to push yourself away from the table and, you know, really just put down the fork. It's not easy.
Give us a call. Talk to Dr. Mike, because Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
That's all I have for you, Rob.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you. See yourself out, please. Yeah. Very good. Let's get our very first patient on the line here. Hi, Todd. Todd in Winchester. It's Ask Dr. Mike. Hi, how are you, Todd?
How are you, Dr. Mike?
Todd, did you give Beth Ann the copay?
Yes, sir, I did.
Very good. Okay, just make your way over to the seat here, and what can I do for you?
Well, I work all day, and when I come home, my wife is just at my throat because I come home at like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah. How does that make you feel, Todd?
It makes me angry because I work hard all day just to pay bills and just to give her what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And like this weekend, she wanted a 68 Mustang for Mother's Day, and that's what I went and bought her.
Right. And then she still wasn't satisfied after that.
Yeah, well, it only took a day, and then she was like, well, I hope you're home for time for dinner. And I don't know what to do, Mike. I'm crying.
Okay, well, don't cry. There's really, first of all, Todd, I want to tell you that there are other people that are in your situation. And you have to remember that, you know, life is filled with demanding people, and there are givers and there are takers. It sounds like sounds to me, Todd, like you are perhaps a giver and not a taker. But, Todd, it sounds to me also like you're a slacker. And if you worked a little harder and complained a little less and realized that it's not always all about you, things might work a little better. Okay, Todd, that's what I have for you today.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you very much. See yourself out, please. Appreciate the call.
Talk to Dr. Mike.
Oh, so many people, so little time. I just hope that Beth Ann gets the copay. Let's go to Mark in New Mexico. Oh, yes, a beautiful part of the United States. Hello, Mark. Welcome to Talk to Dr. Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. I can't believe I'm actually on.
Excuse me, Mark. It's one gentleman. I don't want to be specific, but I'm the one who'll be fielding your question,
Dr. Mike.
But, of course, they're here with me. I want to say hi to Buzz and to Rob.
But please address your concerns to Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Yes, thank you. You're very welcome, Rob. Yes, Mark, what is your question?
Well, I'm heartbroken. My girlfriend left me 3 weeks ago, and she took our son with her. And I can't.
That's a tough situation.
I couldn't apologize enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken full responsibility and blame.
Did you have your son out of wedlock?
Yeah, we weren't married.
So it's a bastard child we're talking about.
That's the thing here is we've been together for, well, it'll be 6 years in October, but I
have you cured the VD?
There's none of that going on.
Okay, you don't have any venereal disease. Was she or were you promiscuous during the relationship?
No. Well, there was times where we had split apart, both of us, but everything has been really, really good for the last 2 years.
Mark, at any time when you're around friends or coworkers, do you ever hear the words poor white trash?
Do I?
Yes.
No, I am. No.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like really your symptoms are the result of the fact that you really just haven't had a real plan for life. You really haven't thought it through, and perhaps, Mark, this is what you've been doing all of your life, not thinking things through.
Well,
that's the
problem. 31 years old. I have been divorced before.
Do you live near, excuse me, Mark, do you live near your parents?
near my parents.
Yes. Do you live near your parents? Are they nearby? Do you have relatives nearby?
Yes.
What I would recommend is, you know, if they have a garage or even a carport, perhaps you could move in with them because, you know, everything that I'm hearing says loser, lazy. The two L's, the two terrible L's. So that's all I've got for you. Move in with a relative, all right?
Can I say one thing?
No, you can't. What you're supposed to say is thank you, Dr. Mike.
All right.
No, I didn't hear it. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. See yourself out, please.
Talk to Dr. Mike.
Yes.
Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
I don't judge at all. That's not what I'm about.
That's right.
Let's go to Drake in Burke, Virginia. Hello, Drake.
Dr. Mike, I'm so glad I was able to get you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Drake.
My wife, she's mad at me, and I just don't understand it. I don't think it's fair.
Okay, tell me about it. Tell me your problems.
Well, you know, I'm a man, and sometimes I get home a little late, and she might be already sleeping, and you know, there are times when I might have to, you know, help myself out occasionally, and that's not what she's mad about.
Drake, before you sound like you're getting agitated, and the one thing I want to tell you before you continue is you are not alone. That's a very important thing to remember, okay?
Well, that's so relieving, but...
Unfortunately, Drake, I don't think your wife is alone either. Yeah, because if you're doing that, what you say you do, you know, gathering hair, if that's the way I express it, the fact is your wife is probably with other people. And
no.
Really, and Drake, the fact is...
No, I can't hear that.
Who could really blame her? What I would suggest, Drake, is finding a very good attorney and, you know, protecting your assets as best you can. But I would look for someone else because I think this marriage is over, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Glad I could help. See yourself out. Make sure you give Ms. McBride the copay. Pardon me?
He didn't thank you.
I think he did at the very end there, Rob.
I'd like to hear it a little more pronounced.
Well, I think someone tends to obsess on the details a little bit too much, and that's because it's a substitute for eating cakes and pies and ice cream all the time.
The important thing is that people open up and talk and share with Dr. Mike.
The important thing is that you know, amateur psychologists like Buzz Burbank don't jump in and try to analyze people when they really shouldn't.
Well, I don't recall having done that, Dr.
I think you've
Mike.
Done it your whole life, Buzz, and I think you know that.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
You're welcome,
Thank
Rob.
You for pointing out the error of my ways.
You're welcome, Buzz. Let's go to Gordon in Northern Oklahoma.
Try to fix that.
Yes, Gordon, how can I help you?
Dr. Mike, I have a major problem, and it's odd that you would bring up food because my problem involves food. Every evening when I go to bed, I either eat a turkey and Swiss or a ham and Swiss jam sandwich. And I have very sexual dreams involving Larry King.
I'm sorry. If you're going to, excuse me, no one is allowed to mock Dr. Mike.
We're not playing around.
We're not playing here. We're trying to help. That's really what we're trying to do here. Let's take the next call. Mike from Omaha.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hi,
Dr. Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm kind of distraught and despaired and depressed.
Despaired?
Yes.
Really, well, first of all, may I ask you, because you mentioned that word, how far along did you get as far as your education?
Not very far.
Not very far? Mm. You didn't stick with it?
No, I didn't. I really got kind of depressed and stopped.
And that's probably why you're distraught all the time. I keep seeing one word that you know, floats around me, and unfortunately, it's an ugly word, Mike. That word is retard.
But
that's all the time I have for you today.
Well, I had a question.
I'm terribly sorry. We don't have time. What do you say to me?
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Take care. Let's go to John in Sacramento. You're on. Hello, John. How can I help you?
Hello, doctor. Thank you for seeing me today.
It's a pleasure. Did you give Beth Ann the copay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me your troubles.
I will need a receipt on the way out.
That's fine. She'll handle that.
My question revolves around a fault of mine, and it's a deep need for hearing myself on the radio, and I'm wondering what... What is lacking in my life that this is trying to fulfill, or, you know, what is this desire I have based on?
John, let me tell you right away, and just sit down for a second and relax, because the most important thing you need to know, you're not alone. You're not alone at all. A lot of people do that. John, how long have you been limited as far as down there, you know, the male area? You know what I'm talking about. What I recommend really doing, and you don't need to answer that. I know exactly how you're feeling. What I would suggest is really some sort of operation to enhance that, or really maybe an entire transsexual thing. That might work for you, because really the reason you're screaming for this attention is because John from Sacramento is a woman trapped in a man's body. You're going to have to deal with that, John, okay? We're out of time. I've got a lot more patients I need to deal with,
okay? Get the surgery, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, doctor.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Talk to Dr. Mike.
We only have time for a few more, and then we've got Mr. Burbank who's standing by with his news. But James in Indian Head, lovely name for a town. How are you, James?
Hi, Dr. Mike. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my neighbor's animals, mostly their cats. They come into my yard and prance on my vehicles at night.
Mm-hmm.
And this angers me, and I want to kill my neighbors and my neighbor's cat.
So you're filled with rage due to the activities of your neighbor.
Neighbor's animals. The neighbor is fine. But yes, extreme amount of rage. I want to hurt these cats.
James, can I ask you a question?
Sure can, Doctor.
How long have you been blaming other people for your problems?
It started at an early age.
It's not the rodents in your yard, James. It's the rodents in your head. That's really what it is, James. The problems are with you. You've always been blaming others because you feel inadequate and you didn't get enough attention or love when you were young. And there's really nothing I can help you with here. Ignore the rodents and think about James. When you wake up in the mirror, look at that man in the mirror and say, I can do a little bit better. All right?
Thank you, Dr. Hunt.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Was he mocking me?
He might have, Dr. Mike.
I didn't get that.
Son of a bitch. I'm very angry. Sorry about my
language. Dr. Mike can help you as he's helped James, so give us a call.
Only got time for two more. Jose in Sacramento.
Hello?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, Doctor.
Jose, you're on with Dr. Mike. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Mike.
Yes.
I have a problem. There's this person that I really, really love, and I wish that he would show me the same affection. I give him this cute little name. I call him Phantom, and I wish he would show me the same love I do to him.
Okay, so you're gay. Is that what you're saying, Jose?
Pretty much.
Is this person that's the object of your affection gay also?
Yes, he is, every day.
I only have one thing to say. The Dr. Mike segment of this program, we adhere to what some of the great preachers have said, that it's wrong. You know it's not natural. You're aware of that, right?
My heart doesn't.
You have to change your ways. What you have to do is you have to turn hetero. And you have to do whatever you can do to that. There are farms and camps, I believe, that you can go to where they can teach you. Okay, Jose?
Listen to Dr. Mike. Visit his website.
That's
those
all.
Camps.
That's all I have time for today. All right, Jose?
Thank you. Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Make sure you see Beth Ann on the way out. I appreciate that.
Next.
And we have one more on Ask Dr. Mike. Hello, Josh from Spousaqua.
Yes, hello, Dr. Mike.
Where? Where?
Spousaqua, California.
Oh, Spousaqua, Washington.
Spousaqua, Washington. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read. I'm having a little trouble with the towns there. Yes, Josh. Josh, how can I help you?
Yeah, not Dr. Mike. Today is my anniversary, and I.
Oh, congratulations!
Well, thank you very much.
That's wonderful
for my wife.
That is so. First of all, on behalf of Buzz and Rob, may I be the first to say happy, happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
How can I help you?
I have yet to get a gift for my wife. I was wondering if you could offer any suggestions.
Ah, Josh, you want a suggestion on an anniversary gift for your wife?
Yes, sir.
You know, Josh, once again, you're trying to let other people do the work for you. Josh, you really don't realize it's not the present. It's the man she's married to. And you have to become a better man. And right now, you know, you've got the whole DA world by the balls. But the fact is, you've got to step it up. Do you understand what I'm saying, Josh?
Yes, I do. I think I do.
Really? Don't let other people do the work for you. What I really think is, give her the gift of being elsewhere. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
The best present you could give that lady for her anniversary is for you to take a weekend away.
Go away.
And perhaps invite some of your male friends over to your house while you're away so that they can have their way with her, okay?
Okay. And
thanks, Josh. Thanks so much. We're out of time right now.
Helping people take control of their lives.
Josh, make sure you see Beth Ann on the way out. And is there something you'd like to say to me?
No. Have a great day, sir.
No, I'm sorry. No. The word is thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Dr.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I apologize.
Thank you very much. What a dumbass he was. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today on Ask Dr. Mike. I enjoyed it.
Tune in again next time for Ask Dr. Mike, because Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
I don't judge anybody. That's not what I do.
How do you do it?
It's a gift, Rob. It really is.
It's something more than a gift.
Even when I have pollen in my throat, I'm able to do that for people. And really, thanks to so many people, for Mickey and Dave and Tom. Tom, especially you, Tom, with your fear of toilet paper. I certainly hope that we can get to you next time. We've got news to cover, and here's our second buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Today's Democratic presidential primary in Indiana bringing long lines of voters at the polls. Turnout in North Carolina's primary is reported to be heavy as well. The two states have a combined total of just 187 delegates at stake.
This is it. This is the biggie.
Or is it? I just don't know if today's even important.
What is that, Patty? Selma?
It's another great day for drugs. God, I sound like Andy Dick.
You do.
Oh, that's bad.
That's very bad.
You need to see a doctor.
And I don't behave like he does.
Officials in Myanmar are now reporting.
Not yet.
Not during the middle of the week.
Now 22,000 people dead and 41,000 others missing in Myanmar because of that cyclone over the weekend.
You know, I was watching this. This is, of course, front page news everywhere you go. Is it on the level of the tsunami yet, or is it anywhere close? I don't even remember.
You know, sadly, I don't remember the
death toll, but
figures.
I mean, it's got to be close.
It's certainly in that neighborhood.
You see the aerial photograph that they had?
Yes, amazing. Yes, I did. And now, what was it the other day? It was 3,000 people. Today, it's 22,000. I'm hearing that it could go as high as 50,000.
And the way I understand, a repressive government that is not exactly taking aid from people easily.
The U.S. government has offered a virtually unlimited pile of cash, and the government there has rejected it and said, right now we just need emergency supplies.
Oh, man, that's
this
terrible.
Is the country that used to be Burma. Right?
That's right. That's right. Fraternity Brothers, who use text messages to sell illegal drugs, are among the nearly 100 people arrested today at San Diego State University.
There they go.
I hate those Fraternity Brothers.
Laughing all the way to jail.
Oh, they're so low-key.
The bust was the culmination of a 5-month investigation that started after a student died on campus from a cocaine overdose last year. Guns, cash, and drugs like cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana were seized in the sting operation.
Guns?
Guns.
In the frat house.
In the frat house.
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Man, I mean, I knew a lot of whacked out guys that would jump off balconies and stuff, but this is,
I've been to a couple fraternity parties. They shouldn't even have lighters.
No. I mean, you should not have anything dangerous near these people.
Speaking of dangerous,
lighting farts on fire. That's about as far as it got.
Hey, buddy.
It's bad enough. Dennis Rodman has checked into rehab in Florida. While he's out on bail after allegedly hitting his girlfriend. And look who's in the studio.
How you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dan.
I'm on a bail.
You're out on bail? Yes, $50,000 bail.
I didn't do it.
That's what I hear.
I didn't do it.
What happened?
I don't know.
How is it that you're in rehab but you're with us?
I was drunk.
Yeah?
I didn't do it.
He didn't do it, Rob.
How is the rehab going?
The rehab going, it's going all right.
Is it 12 steps?
It's one step.
One step? What is the step?
They tell me not to do it, and I say, I'm going to do it, and I'll leave.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Dennis.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Good luck.
How are your allergies?
Fine.
Rodman's rep says life has been rough for Dennis lately, causing him to drink too much. And he says the girl's bruise is from where Dennis grabbed her, not from a punch.
Well, grabbing bad.
I bet if his life is going good, he drinks a lot, too. Mm. And if it's in the middle?
Well.
Oh.
He's back.
I grabbed her arm.
You
That's
did?
All. I got a...
Yes.
I got a strong hand.
You do. You're very
left
athletic.
Or right hand.
Both hands are strong.
You squeezed it real hard?
Yeah, I'll show you if you want.
No, don't.
Come on now.
No.
Well, reach your arm out.
Okay, here.
Come on, here we go. There you go. You got a bruise, P-Wag.
I do.
No long you can't
want a drink?
No drinking.
Not from a punch, though. At Dan Snyder's Six Flags in Vallejo, California, a man has been arrested for acting on a dare.
Oh.
Hey, what are you talking about? We love that place.
On a dare, a park goer sucker punched a camel.
What?
I waited till you had water in your mouth to tell you that. After a police chase, the young man was arrested with his 22-year-old girlfriend at the wheel.
He punched the camel.
Sucker punched it.
Danny doesn't like that when you punch his camel.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that at all.
One humper, too.
Slug the animal. Hey, if orangutans become extinct, we may have to blame the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, Mike.
No, you blame Clint Eastwood is who you blame.
No, he did good to make them stay longer. He brought them to Hollywood.
He was kind.
Yeah. You think he was kind. What about behind the camera? That's when he was mean.
Here's what's not kind. Girl Scout cookies are made with palm oil.
Mm.
which clogs up your heart while clearing the rainforest of the palm trees that are destroyed to make palm oil.
I think one of the callers on the Ask Dr. Mike segment was talking about a little palm oil as well.
I used a lot of it in high school.
I use a lot of it to this day.
Still some on my palm. There are claims of a zookeeper in Sacramento who says,
man, how you doing?
The demand for palm oil.
God.
His wife, that's a zookeeper.
My voice is gone. How you doing?
The heavy demand for palm oil, which is used in Girl Scout cookies, is wiping out the orangutans. He says by destroys, quote, wouldn't want to do anything that damages the environment or hurts animals.
Give them an arm up.
You know who I think trained the orangutans for those movies?
Who's
I
that?
Think his name was Bobby Barasini.
And you
I
remember
think had,
that?
I think he had a Vegas act, Bobby Barasini and his monkeys.
Well, I'll make a note of it.
Please do. Oh, dear.
Let me explain. You're the dog and the cricket.
I do. Show's going to the dogs.
We definitely new crickets. It's just too much. So you got to wait too long for him. Rob, if it's in his brain, it'll hurt him physically.
I got to say it. Adam.
He's got that. It's got to come out of his mouth.
It has to come
That's
out.
That's right. And I it's when it. He does it, even though I know it's important to him, I still want to stab him.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
And it's not just in my brain. There's other parts of my body, too.
I don't want to see that either.
When things start, they have to come out.
Exactly. Now, what's restless leg cricket?
You'll like that,
Oh, this
I think.
Is good.
My apologies. My pet cricket has restless leg syndrome.
Adam West.
Batman.
You don't like that?
That's fine.
You like that?
It's fine.
Thank you,
it's
Regis.
Just fine, but I will require a new cricket.
Fresh crickets.
I'm
You've
on
got
it.
Plenty.
Bring Bobby Barasini.
Okay.
Fresh crickets. Police in Sacramento have arrested a man after finding more than 300 frozen cats in his home. Again, I waited till you drank water.
You're doing that on purpose.
Cats and kittens.
I'm wetting my whistle.
Cats and kittens frozen and stacked in three large freezers in this guy's house.
Oh, my.
Here's.
He was not in the best of shape. There was a strong stench of a strong odor of feces and urine.
That's an officer. Police are still investigating how the cats died in the first place.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
He could have brought him back to life.
He could have.
but they did find 30 live cats in that house as well.
They don't know why they were frozen?
Not yet. Mm. The neighbors who should be used to this sort of thing right now are, as always, with a shocked.
I'm shocked and disgusted. Uh-huh. And I can't believe that this is happening in my neighborhood.
No one can.
So here's my theory on this.
Yes.
I think they froze them because they were too lazy to bury them.
Maybe that's it. I can't wait to find out.
I mean, you're talking about cats, loaf of bread size,
right?
Most cats.
Well, it depends on how you fold the legs.
But you've got animals that you can really, like, put in a freezer.
Stack them
up. And then
up.
You won't have to do, like, that whole digging, you know, alerting the neighbors and stuff. So when your cats die.
300 frozen cats.
300 of them? That's a lot of freezers.
And if you wanted to thaw them, you'd probably want to use the microwave to do it quicker.
Was there a guy, like, in there going, it puts the lotion on its body? Was
something
there one
similar,
of those guys?
He had 30 live cats, so I'm thinking there might be something slightly wrong. Two is plenty of cats.
I want pictures.
Coming up in the final buzz. $4 a gallon, it's not just for gasoline anymore.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll be right back with Dr. John Tantillo. He's a marketing genius.
Genius?
And he's going to fix American Idol. That's coming up on the Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara
Show. Their habitats in Malaysia and Indonesia. A Girl Scout spokeswoman says the
O'Mara Show.